Hi, it's Dave. Wow, so this is a crazy story. A guy pays for a full-page ad in yesterday's New York Times to attack Tesla's full self-driving beta program. And then Elon Musk calls his company's product a pile of trash. So essentially, the guy pays up for an ad but gets a ton more negative coverage for his company. It's like getting a crazy negative return on his investment. So let's take a deeper look here. So here is the full page. It's a color ad in the New York Times. And it says, don't be a Tesla crash test dummy. It's paid by some Dawn project. So how much does an ad like this cost? Well, according to a 2015 article, the New York Times media kit says full page ads typically run about $150,000 before the added cost of color. So who is funding this project? Well, it's called the Dawn Project, but who's behind this? The website says it's founded by Dan O'Dowd, calling themselves the world's leading expert, right, in creating software that never fails and cannot be hacked. And it goes on to say, well, what's the purpose of the Dawn Project? Well, it's to bring software from the dark of night, right, to the light of day. Wow, it's such a noble sounding purpose here. And then Dan O'Dowd tweeted yesterday and said, today I placed a full page advertisement in the New York Times campaigning to ban Tesla full self-driving from our roads. Real Dawn Project is organizing opposition to Elon Musk's ill-advised full self-driving robot car experiment. So let's go a bit more into Dan O'Dowd. So he is the CEO of Green Hills Software. Here is their website. They call themselves the leading embedded software experts. Now, I went to LinkedIn to check the size of the company, and it looks like according to LinkedIn, they have about 990 employees or so. So this is actually quite a large company. One of the main industries that Green Hills Software is in the auto industry. They make software for these microcontrollers or microprocessors, and they claim their products and services have been deployed in hundreds of millions of vehicles right on the road. Here's a picture of all the various different microprocessors or microcontrollers that Greenlight develops software for. So it's a huge amount of services for the auto industry. And then from Green Hills PR team, they say their technology is used by all 12 of the top 12 global tier one suppliers and dozens of automotive brands. So we're talking about a huge player in the auto industry. And then Dan O'Dowd says also this, he says, Green Hills Software has a long history of working with global OEMs and tier ones on critical automotive electronic systems. And we are pleased to contribute to the software solutions in the BMW iX, which is this new electric vehicle by BMW. So yeah, there's a lot of ties with Dan O'Dowd, his company Green Hills, and the auto industry. So yesterday I replied to Dan O'Dowd and I say, I think it's only fair and honest for you to disclose which Tesla competitors your company, Green Hills Software, has taken money from. And Elon Musk replies to this tweet and he says, Green Hills Software is a pile of trash, Linux, FTW, or for the win. And then Dan O'Dowd replies to Elon Musk's tweet yesterday and he doubles down. He says, when Elon Musk is wrong, he always resorts to insults. Remember the pedo guy, FSD is the worst trash software ever shipped by a respectable company. And he goes on. All right, here's another tidbit from the Dawn Project FAQ. It says, if you have been able to produce software that never fails and can't be hacked for the past 25 years, why aren't you a billionaire? And Dan O'Dowd says, I am a billionaire, but my software has been mainly used by the military and have kept a low profile until now. All right, so let's take a step back here and ask what's going on. So we have a billionaire, Dan O'Dowd. He is the CEO of Green Hills Software. Now he's organizing an intense campaign to ban Tesla FSD beta. Fine, people can have their own opinions and I suppose they can take out ads in whatever newspaper they want. By the way, what the heck is the New York Times thinking allowing such garbage ads in their paper? Anyways, my big qualm with all of this is the lack of honest disclosure. You see, the ad makes it seem like it's from a nonprofit or something with noble purposes. The Dawn Project to bring software from the dark of night to the light of day. Like, what does that really mean? And to me, it just masks the reality that Dan's software company is working with probably most of Tesla's competitors, either directly or through their suppliers. Green Hills Software is used by hundreds of millions of cars on the road today. And yet, the New York Times ad does not disclose any of this conflict of interest. To me, it just seems so shady. I think the ad should say, hey, I am Dan O'Dowd. I run a company that stands to benefit immensely if I can spark fear, uncertainty, and doubt towards Tesla because my clients are Tesla's competitors. The more Tesla loses, the more I gain. The more Tesla wins, the more I lose. So this is a war for my company and my profits. I want to take Tesla down. I know there's a lot of my old auto company friends that also want this as well, but I don't want people knowing all this. So let's call this a benevolent name like Dawn Project and let's hide all of the conflict of interest here. man, this stuff is just so crazy. I mean, think about it. Why can't people just compete on innovation itself and on good products? Why is it that some people just have to resort to such shady business practices? Now, I understand business is tough, and I understand Green Hill Software must not like Tesla's rise, but still, at least show some transparency and basic ethics. Is that asking too much? Anyways, I just don't see this ending well for Greenlight Software. They're partnered so much with the legacy automotive world, it's not even funny. And they've got a ton to lose as Tesla grows their dominance. Rather than these shady campaigns, maybe Dan O'Dowd and his team should help the OEMs make better cars. Oh, but maybe that would just take too much work. It's probably easier to run some New York Times ad and to start a crazy fight. In the end, I think this whole thing will backfire on Dan O'Dowd. His software now is labeled as a pile of trash by Elon Musk. And I think that means something. Sure, Dan might laugh it off now, but seriously, the greatest innovator of our generation calls your software, right, and your entire company software, a pile of trash. And what he's saying is that whoever uses, right, Green Hill software is at a great disadvantage. And Elon is signaling that auto OEMs better switch companies and find something better. And it's either the OEMs find something better or they go down together with Dan O'Dowd, which seems the more likely outcome. All of this is kind of sad to me if you ask. Auto OEMs and their partners have a chance to do something right, but they're digging their own graves. And folks like Dan O'Dowd are just digging the hole deeper and faster. Anyways, I hope this has been helpful. Go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.